I would like to thank the Cesar Chavez Service Club and Linda and Carlos Legarete for sponsoring this tribute to Helen Chavez. In my view, such a tribute is long, long overdue. And I am grateful for the invitation to participate and to be asked to speak on Helen's behalf. Of course, it is a challenging assignment, but I will do my best to rise to the occasion. I know that this will come as quite a shock to you, because even I have difficulty believing it. But at one time in my life, I was a young man. It was during that time that I met Helen Chavez. She was a few years older than me, the mother of 8 children who ranged in ages from 16 to 6, and she was the wife of my best friend. 45 years later, I speak to you about the Helen Chavez I know and remember. I will never forget the day I first walked into her small 2-bedroom house in Delano, California, to visit her husband. The house was spotless. Hospitality was extended. Her children were well-mannered, courteous, and respectful to visitors like me. I knew immediately that in this family, and I include her husband, Helen Chavez was the no-nonsense organizer in chief. There was no TV. I don't remember a radio. And there was no telephone, washer, or dryer. Helen and Caesar had no bank account. Caesar owned a small Volvo, but Helen did not drive. And if you can believe it, after the Volvo expired in late 1966, they never owned another car. Caesar and Helen Chavez, along with their children, lived a life of voluntary poverty because they wanted to be free to dedicate their lives to organizing and helping farm workers. I spend my retirement life working on the Farm Worker Movement Documentation Project, which can be found on the internet at farmworkermovement.us. This is my labor of love. So in keeping with the spirit of documentation, let me share with you some firsthand accounts about Helen. I use 2 primary sources. First, Kathy Lynch Murguia, an 18-year volunteer with the Farm Worker Movement, and Bonnie Burns Chatfield, an 8-year veteran. Kathy and Bonnie have written essays about their time with the United Farm Workers, and they write about their firsthand experiences with Helen Chavez. These essays are published on my website. First, Kathy, quote, "I moved from the marginal chaos of a volunteer house to the Chavez's small 2-bedroom home on Kensington Street. The children were special. When Helen was absent, Sylvia, Linda, or Eloise was in charge. They seemed to be always cleaning and keeping the younger children in line. The sleeping arrangement was novel to me. Bobo, Birdie, and Titibet slept in the front room on the floor or on the couch. The older girls, Sylvia, Linda, Anna, and Tota slept in the other bedroom. Fernando slept in a covered porch area at the back of the house. The two younger ones would compete for the couch. When I moved in, I got the couch. I have great memories of my stay with the family. Now from Bonnie. I spent a lot of time at Caesar and Helen's house on Kensington, a tiny two-bedroom cottage that housed eight children and all kinds of guests. Room for all, pots of food on the stove, and repartee and laughter all the time, especially when Caesar was gone. I felt completely at home. Helen was my surrogate mother. If I had a baby question, I called Helen. Sylvia and Eloise were my primary babysitters, but more like younger sisters for me, beloved aunts to our daughter Claire. We had fun, and they could always make me laugh. The Mexican women with whom I lived and worked were loving, patient, and generally relaxed mothers. I've looked back and been grateful for their influence. And from Kathy again. During this time, I became good friends with Helen Chavez. I wanted to teach her how to drive. I thought it was a strain to take care of all the things she had to do, going to the picket lines in the mornings, working full time, and managing her family's needs. I often came over on the weekends to give her rides or to go shopping, where we look for specials on hot dogs or hamburger meat. At the same time, I became part of the office crowd, which included Esther Urandi, Helen Chavez, Fina Hernandez, Donna Haber, and Donna Childers. What a group! Helen, Caesar's wife, was in charge of the Farm Workers Credit Union. Her frank honesty and warm regard for others immediately drew me to her. End of quote. I'll bet you anything, that the mothers in this audience heard what I just heard. Managing the family. Going to the morning picket lines, working full-time managing the credit union, shopping on the weekends for specials on hot dogs and hamburger, and mentoring other women. You talk about hard work, about being organized. You talk about bandwidth or multitasking. How on earth could Helen manage all this? But that's not all. Add 45 years of marriage to the same person, especially if that someone is a Time Magazine Man of the Year international celebrity, who leads 300-mile and 1,000-mile marches, is jailed for a month in Salinas, travels throughout the United States and Canada for months at a time to raise funds for the cause and to promote the farm worker boycotts, and who periodically fasts publicly for a month at a time throughout the course of your marriage. Managing all this took great talent, dedication, and commitment. And yes, maybe a little party time too. Bonnie writes, quote, "Every couple of months, with Helen, her sister Petra, Kathy, Esther, Fina, and many other women, we had a ladies' night out, a beer party. Don't tell Caesar that I smoked," cautioned Helen. God, did we laugh about everything. My sides ached the next day. End of quote. Helen Chavez is the only woman I know who was arrested and jailed for 3 days for shouting "Huelga" on a farm worker picket line. Had her picture taken with Charlton Heston, became a close friend with Ethel Kennedy, had a meeting with the President of the United States, and a private audience with the Pope. On your program for today's tribute to Helen Chavez, you will read, "Without Helen by his side, Cesar Chavez could not have devoted his life to the struggle for social justice for farm workers. While she never spoke in public, her steadfast and loyal presence was felt throughout the length and breadth of the farm worker movement. What I tell you now will never be found in a book or in a documentary film or in any scholarly discussion about Cesar Chavez and his farm worker movement. So I ask you, please, if you remember nothing else about Helen Chavez, please remember this. First, women were the backbone of the farm worker movement. And it is these women who looked to Helen Chavez for inspiration and modeling and guidance. Second, Helen Chavez was a full partner with her husband in the creation and development of the farm worker movement. She was not a passive participant or a spouse who simply tolerated the full-time missionary work of a husband. She understood the need, and she fully complemented the role of her husband in their joint struggle to achieve social justice for farm workers. Let me give you one very concrete example of what I am talking about. In 1968, during Cesar's public fast for nonviolence, farm workers began to arrive in Delano from all sectors of California, Arizona, Washington, and Texas. At first, you counted their arrival by dozens, then by hundreds, and finally by thousands. They came because of the fast. They came to meet Cesar Chavez, the founder of the farm worker movement, and they came to pledge their support to him. So, while Cesar Chavez was fasting and depriving himself of food for the sake of promoting nonviolence in his cause, Helen Chavez was spending her entire days preparing and cooking food to feed the hundreds and then thousands of farm worker visitors who came to Delano. She took charge. She organized the wives and daughters of the Delano strikers, the visiting farm workers, and the volunteers into a workforce that converted the few loaves and fishes in Delano into a full-course evening meal for the multitudes every night of the fast. These women were empowered by Helen and were swept up into the wake of her commitment to social justice for farm workers and her willingness to sacrifice for it. During this past week, in preparing for this speech, I have been trying to find a word, or maybe two words, that best describe the Helen Chavez I know. The words I have chosen are noble and woman. Helen Chavez is a noble woman. She carries herself with poise and with great bearing. She has presence. She is gracious, approachable, and generous. She is blessed with a God-given good common sense. And above all, she was fiercely loyal to the work of her husband. In short, Helen Chavez is a noble woman who puts the rest of us to shame. Thank you.